I'm a 911 dispatcher here in Connecticut, and let me tell you, these workers from Republic Windows and Doors have put the breath of life into the labor movement. We are doing CPR on a sadly sick labor movement, and we intend to go forward from here. We're making sure that businesses and the towns know that the workers are not criminals. The other day we had four members from our Glastonbury Department of Public Works. They were laid off. They said they were usually given a two-week notice in their contract. They said, get out now, here's your pay. Take your tools with you. And then they had a police officer waiting to escort them out. These are not criminals. These were working men that worked, some of them over 20 years in the job. We cannot allow working Americans to be criminalized while the corporations get millions.
That's right.
And now we're going to have a special treat. As I said, the Republic workers have been coming and going, and one left this morning and somebody else came, and they have had meetings with this potential buyer who produces the same, similar type of doors and windows, but they do it green and clean. And our union is actually brokering the deal between the banks and this employer. This is something new in the labor movement.